Welcome to Legislative Report, and this week joining us is Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. And Representative Cutler, a new law will be taking effect this fall that will enhance the safety of police officers and the public. It's Act 57. Tell us about that.
Well, what Act 57 does is allows non-municipal police departments to have jurisdiction outside of where their original jurisdiction is so that they can provide backup for other police departments. For example, the one that's probably most common for many of us would be campus police or university police at many of our schools. Could also include, in my case, the Capitol Police or the Harrisburg International Airport Police and individuals and officers from the Office of the Attorney General. The reason this bill was passed was to allow for better utilization of our police resources, because many times when a request for backup comes, those individuals are actually closer than either the state police or other municipal police departments. And since they are all trained in the same way regarding some of the MOPEC requirements, the thought was the best and safest route to proceed was to allow these individuals to provide backup as well outside their original areas of jurisdiction.
How much investment is there in agriculture? You recently passed the state budget and a lot of farmers in your district. How much of that budget goes to agriculture?
As you know, and everybody here certainly knows, agriculture is the largest area of our state budget. So it once again was supported at very high and historic levels. The total appropriation went up by about $7.5 million. It was $7,488,000. And the largest portion of all of those increases really were contained in about three or four areas. One was what they call the general governmental operations line, which is for the Department of Ag and their staff. The other was $3 million was allocated for the spotted lantern fly control. That is obviously a new pest here that's going to have a large impact on both crops and timber. And folks might remember that three or four years ago, we did the same thing for avian flu, where we put a specific line in the budget so that that money could be used for responses and eradication if need be. And certainly we hope that that's not the case, but it's important to be prepared. Additional monies were sent to ag research and the state food purchase program, which is really a unique opportunity for our community in particular, because the state food purchase program, which was increased by a little over $1 million in total this year, was where farmers with excess crops are essentially matched with individuals in need who need fresh fruits and vegetables. So that program and that money will allow the state resources to go further, because, for example, instead of paying maybe a couple dollars a dozen for eggs, you could get them for under 50 cents in that construct. So it's good for the farmers, and it's good for the individuals who need it, and I think it's a good utilization of our tax money in terms of how it's appropriated. If anybody has any specific requests or questions about different line items, they can always contact the office at www.repcutler.com or 717-284-1965, and we'll be happy to pull the budget and give you the specific line item for anything that's in it.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.